WLUR breaks the time barrier during mock convention weekend with 28 hours of continuous broadcasting beginning at noon Friday, May 3rd. WLUR breaks the time barrier. 28 hours of continuous broadcasting during mock convention weekend. It all begins at noon Friday, May 3rd, with reports from the parade. All proceedings from the convention floor and top 40 music through the late Friday night and early Saturday morning hours. It's radio around the clock beginning Friday at noon, Friday, May 3rd, from WLUR.
Let me just say that if I were in Lexington, Virginia, along with my wife, Ethel, along the campaign trail, I would come to WLUR, or I would try to listen in some way to the mock convention. I understand the mock convention will be continued for 28 continuous hours, beginning at noon Friday and continuing to 4 p.m. Saturday. Now, if Mr. McCarthy would come in first and make sure it's okay for me to enter Lexington, I would definitely come down for WLUI-FM as they break the time barrier.
Row, row, row your boat. You take it, Brother Ted.
Yes, gently, gently now up the Amora here.
Seems that the current is running against us, so we won't be able to make it to Lexington for the mock convention.
Yes, in that case, we're going to have to dock here at Goshen and try and pick up the convention proceedings on WLUR-FM 91.5.
Yes, I understand that WLUR will be broadcasting for 28 continuous hours, beginning at noon on Friday and continuing till 4 on Saturday afternoon.
Yes, that's right. And now, say, look up there in the Lee Chapel. They've got two lanterns. They know we're coming by sea.
Yes, and they realize that we're coming to listen as WLUR breaks the time barrier.
Yes, row now. The current's much stronger here.
Row.
Start bailing, Bob.
Row, bailing down the stream with the water. Yes, merrily. Life is but a
dream. Life
is but a dream.
Get the preserver. Life is over. Yes, now.
Yes, life is but a dream.
Hey there, Brother Bob. Are you still playing with your short wave?
No, there is nothing wrong with my hair.
I meant you fiddling with the dial.
Yes, don't you wish everybody did?
Now, let's get to the point.
Yes, let me just say this about that. Now, I'm working here with my FM radio. I'm trying to find 91.5 so that I will be able to pick up the Republican mock convention. As you know, down at Washington and Lee, they have a mock convention every 4 years, and it's a good forecast of what the people in the convention will do when the real thing happens. And let me just say that they have 28 continuous hours, beginning at noon Friday and continuing till 4 Saturday. I'm going to listen in as WLUR breaks the time barrier.
Yeah, sometimes, Brother Bob, I can't decide whether the radio or you gives me more static. Let's move forward with great vigor.
Row your boat. You take it, Brother Ted.
Yes, I've got it. Gently up the Amore River here.
Ted, I think it was a very good idea that you had, seeing as how the polls just gave us the Democratic hopefuls and the chances that they had in the coming election to come here to Lexington, Virginia.
Yes, it's the only way we're going to find out what the opposition party, that's the Republicans, of course, are doing here at the WNL mock convention. Now, if we can only make it as far as Goshen and set up our base of operations, we can tune in on FM radio to WLUR and find out exactly what's going on.
Isn't that WLUR at 91.5, where they're having 28 continuous hours from noon on Friday to 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon?
Yes, that's the same one that's going to be breaking the time barrier at the same time.
Yes, and I can see the two lanterns up in Lee Chapel. They know we're coming by sea.
Yes, sea, keep bailing now.
Row, row, row your boat gently up the Maury River. All right, let's huddle up, everybody. We want to have a better play than we had last time. That's right. Now, here we are on the front yard here in Hyannisport. Now, we've got to think of a good play this time. What do you think of Brother Ted?
Yes, well, Brother Bob, I know one good play all the time, and that's WLUR FM.
Is that the one that is going to be broadcasting the mock convention with 28 continuous hours? The one that's going to be broadcasting from noon Friday to 4 on Saturday?
Yes, that's the shame one that's going to be breaking the time barrier. Now, time's running out. We've got to get up to the line. Let's go.
All right, let's get up to the line. Down, set, hut one, hut two, hut 91.5.
Whoa,
wait,
whoa.
There, yeah. Wait. Now, let me just say this. My coffee got me. My coffee got my foot.
Arizona! Arizona cast 16 votes for Barry Goldwater.
That's the way the roll call went in 1964 when Washington and Lee students nominated Goldwater at their national mock convention. We don't know how the balloting will go this year, but you'll hear every exciting minute of convention proceedings exclusively on WLUR-FM. From noon on Friday through the final adjournment on Saturday afternoon, WLUR will remain on the air continuously. You'll hear direct reports from the parade, all proceedings of the convention, and the latest news. Then, when the convention is over Friday night, Jim Gieson, Dave Katz, and Larry Barber bring you the top 40 sound all through the evening and early morning hours, right up until the time the convention reconvenes Saturday morning. This is our first effort at Radio Around the Clock, and we think you'll like it. So be with us for 28 hours of continuous broadcasting during Washington and Lee's mock convention, May 3rd and 4th on WLUR.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Stand up tall.
On the afternoon of August 5th, 1968, the Honorable Ray Bliss of Ohio will call to order the 29th Republican National Convention in Miami, Florida. The success and accuracy of Washington and Lee University's 14th mock convention, being held May 3rd and 4th, will be determined by the events in Miami.
WLUR-FM, in cooperation with the 1968 mock convention, presents a program on the race for the Republican presidential nomination entitled Toward Miami.